Carbon dating. The beta decay of C14 given by equation C14 gives rise to N14 plus loss of electron plus antineutrino, which is commonly used to date organic samples, cosmic rays, high energy particles from outer space in the upper atmosphere cause nuclear reactions that create C14 from N14. In fact, the ratio of C14 to C12 isotopic abundance is carbon dioxide molecules of our atmosphere has a constant value of 1.3 into 10 to the power of minus 12 as determined by measuring carbon ratios in tree rings. All living organisms have same ratio of C14 to C12 because they continuously exchange carbon dioxide from their surroundings. When an organism dies, however, it no longer absorbs C14 from the atmosphere, and so the ratio of C14 to C12 decreases, the result of the beta decay of C14. It is therefore possible to measure the age of material by measuring its activity per unit mass due to the decay of C14. Using carbon dating, samples of wood, charcoal, bone, and shell have been identified as having lived from 1000 to 25,000 years ago. This knowledge has helped us to reconstruct the history of living organisms, including humans, during this time span. A particularly interesting example is the dating of Dead Sea Scrolls. This group of manuscripts was first discovered by Shepard in 1947. Translation showed them to the religious documents, including most books of the Old Testament. Because of their historical and religious significance, scholars wanted to know their age. Carbon dating applied for two fragments of the scrolls, and the material in which they wrapped established their age is about 1950 years ago.